Now, there are asteroids missing from the belt between Jupiter and Mars, and researchers now think that they were shoved out of place by two of our solar system's gas giants, Jupiter and Saturn, as they assumed their current orbit some 4 billion years ago. Writing in the journal Nature, David Minton and Renu Malhotra from the University of Arizona identified gaps in the asteroid belt where there should be an even distribution of asteroids. There are some gaps existing, they're called Kirkwood gaps, and they are there because the gravitational influence of the planets makes certain regions in the belt actually quite unstable. Now, they were originally identified by Daniel Kirkwood in 1857, but some of them have actually remained a mystery until now. Minton and Malhotra designed a computer model of the asteroid belt, which took into account all of the existing gravitational influence that we know about, but their model actually started out with a uniform distribution of asteroids. So they ran their model to simulate 4 billion years and found that the Kirkwood gaps in their model matched very well to the ones that we observe in real life. But actually, in the real asteroid belt, there were several regions where there were very few asteroids, but the normal gravitational influence couldn't account for them being missing. There's already some evidence, the orbits of Pluto and Neptune, for example, that the planets in our solar system have not always been in the same sorts of orbits we find them in now. And so, factoring this into account and winding the clock back in their model, the observed gaps actually fit very well with the course that Jupiter and Saturn would have taken migrating to their present positions. The researchers estimate that actually, in the course of finding their place in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn may have caused the asteroid belt to have lost almost 95% of its original pre-migration asteroids. So actually, the missing pieces of our asteroid belt can help us to fill in some of the missing pieces of the story, the history of our solar system.
It's quite incredible to think how we can wind back time all that way and figure out what was going on a long way